Report that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Draft resolution A/ES10/L31/Revision 1 is adopted.
The United Nations General Assembly on Wednesday adopted a Palestinian-drafted resolution that demands Israel end, quote, its unlawful presence in the occupied Palestinian territory, unquote, within 12 months. The resolution received 124 votes in favor, while 43 countries abstained, and Israel, the United States, and 12 others voted no. The action isolates Israel days before world leaders travel to New York for their annual UN gathering. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to address. This is VOA News. The Chinese military has released a video that appears to show an incident in which one of its fighter